Christine Javert, who is the artistic director or founder and artistic director for Crescendo Music, is a frequent flyer here on Robinhood Radio. She joins us here because Crescendo is doing something a little different for the summertime. Welcome, Christine.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Why don't you tell everybody out there what's on the docket, starting around July 8th and going through August the 5th?
So it's a series of five workshops and five talks, and that are all centered on Johann Sebastian Bach's masterwork, the B minor Mass. And it's something special. It's a learning time. These talks and workshops each function completely independently and can be attended independently, just a talk, just a workshop, or both, or a number of them, or all five, of course, is the ultimate immersion in the work and training. So it's both for music lovers as well as for engaged choral singers who want to really sing and learn about the style. So it's special because these types of workshops or seminars are generally offered in the format of a whole week, where you go somewhere and spend a whole week engaged. And this offers a different format here in the Berkshires, this time only in Great Barrington at the wonderful venue St. James Place, right downtown in Great Barrington. And it is an afternoon format. These five Wednesdays, the talks go from 2 to 3. And then there is a little break for us who do everything. And the workshops go from 3:15 to 5 o'clock, so an hour and 45. And it's an opportunity to sing with a small group of singers that have some choral experience. And of course, the talks are open to anybody interested in this. And I don't know if you wonder why doing this on such a big work when there is not necessarily a concert planned at Crescendo this season of this work. But the B minor Mass is considered a masterwork in humanity, so much that the UNESCO has declared this a world treasure, and it's so to say, it's considered a universal cultural asset to all humanity. So that big of a work it is. So that kind of justifies immediately why would we want to understand more about it, learn to perform it, or learn more about it. And the reason why the talks are interesting for anybody who wants to listen to a concert or to recording is that this work is incredibly intricate. And it's a layered, like a layered puzzle that you can't necessarily fully understand when you just passively listen by yourself. You can get impacted, of course, by the beauty and the express the what it expresses, but there are so many layers. So I feel that by taking time in these five talks to address different aspects and unveil these mysteries, it opens up a dimension of the work that you otherwise are just not privy to. And something interesting about it is Bach never heard his piece performed all together in one go. So he compiled, wrote, of course, all of the music in it, but he compiled this work at the very end of his life, and it was never performed in its entirety in his lifetime. So, but also, as this was his testament of his whole life, and you could speculate if he knew that he wasn't going to live for very much longer. But it definitely was a time as a very mature musician. He packed this work with like you would say, maybe in modern language, dense like codes with architectural blueprints that are very, very sophisticated and beautiful, and with lots of, it has lots of historical references that span his whole lifetime and also span a whole era, because at the time that Bach died, a change happened. Roughly, we say Baroque ends in 1750, which is not obviously a clear-cut date, but which is when Bach passed away. So this masterwork has there is a lot to it that is attractive and fascinating to talk about and hear. For instance, there is one aspect that many musicians in these times did, and it was is what we call, and I called in the talk also, the musical recycling. And it is the reuse of previous material, and this goes back also way before the Baroque era. It's called the parody technique. And in if you want to say it very cheekily, that Bach's B minor Mass is almost like a greatest hits compilation of the things that he really knew worked very well.
That's an interesting way of, but a greatest hits from Bach. I like
Yes,
that.
it truly is. Yeah.
Christine, tell us about the choral workshops. Are these something that anybody, just anybody in general, should sign up for, or are you looking for something specific there?
It is twofold. I would say the full value of this workshop is for those singers that can actively sing. That means that either have sung this work before or are somewhat experienced, so they can actually participate and try out what we try to accomplish, which is singing through. The workshops are all about singing, and yes, I will give some explanations and also give some techniques, but you need to have had some experience to with choral singing. So it's not for somebody that's an absolute beginner. That will feel perhaps over, yeah, it's too much for them to actively participate. That
Now,
being said, if somebody's really interested in that and wants to sit in and audit, there's nothing wrong with that. That's how you learn. If your expectations are such, you can sign up and be a more passive participant and say, okay, this is what I want to get there. It's still, I would say, interesting and fascinating. But singers have signed up, they're part of choruses already.
okay, so is there a deadline for the sign-ups on this?
No.
Okay.
No, we have a group. I mean, it helps us with obviously with logistics as having some scores available and chairs, but we know that there won't be 100 singers suddenly showing up on that day, so we are prepared for you. Ideally, people sign up ahead of time, but we also take walk-ins. So,
Okay, now as we talk about registration and all, there are also some fees on this.
yes, there are fees for the complete set. Of everything, there are fees for just the talks or just the workshops, and then there are individual sessions. And those are all outlined on our website that will take us to our ticketing or registration and ticketing platform that's called Ludus. Our website is crescendomusic.org, and it's right up there on the homepage, so you can see all of the details. And as always, if there is somebody who cannot afford these fees, we have scholarships, partial and full, upon request. So they just need to request them. So a lot is possible.
Okay, well, we've been talking with Christine Javert, who is the artist, founder and artistic director of Crescendo Music. This summer, they are having workshops up in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, starting on July 8th and going through August 5th. These are choral workshops, along with some talks that go with them. If you want more information, you can go to crescendomusic.org. You can also register for the workshops there. And that probably covers all our bases this morning.
Yes, and I want to encourage people that this B minor Mass goes beyond the concept of Christianity and the Christian religion and dogma. There is a universal value in this piece artistically, but also I will focus in the talks into translating the Christian ideology and religion into modern secular thinking. And the values of this Mass and the Creed, the call for peace, the concept of gratitude, the concept of redemption through an ultimate sacrifice. There are so many interesting concepts that we in these times live with that anybody can connect it. So be assured, this is not a dogmatic Christian workshop or talk, but the exploration will focus on, of course, the artistic, the architecture, and all of the intricacy of the work and beauty, but also on its universal values and how does that connect with our modern lives and with our current historical context.
Okay, well, we thank you so much, Christine. Again, the website is crescendomusic.org. For the spelling, it's CRESCENDO music.org. And that's where you can sign up for the choral workshops this summer. Thank you once again, Christine, and good luck.
Thank you very much.